Yesterday, News and Notes looked at some of the issues African Americans face as homeowners and real estate investors. Today, we ask, how are the low interest mortgages that were so available a few years ago affecting today's housing market? In 2006, the number of foreclosures nationwide was up 42% to more than 500,000. African Americans have taken out many of these loans, especially in urban neighborhoods. And with more, here's reporter Nancy Mullane from member station KALW in San Francisco.
It's a beautiful sunny day in the Bayview district of San Francisco, a predominantly black neighborhood in the city. The rains have just stopped, and Annette Smith and Carl Page are outside pulling weeds from the community median strip that runs down the middle of their street. Smith says the colorful flowers, herbs, and vegetables have brought the neighborhood together in many ways.
In the beginning, people didn't know who lived next door to them, that type thing. But since we started the garden, different ones volunteer. We've been working together, so everybody knows everybody just about.
Over the past decade, the Bayview District has changed. It now has one of the highest percentages of home ownership in the city. But that statistic is in jeopardy. Down the street from the garden is the San Francisco Housing Development Corporation, a nonprofit that helps people with low and moderate incomes buy homes.
Good afternoon, San Francisco Housing Development.
Director Ed Donaldson makes sure homeowners get the counseling they need when they come to the corporation. He says many have stretched too far to reach the American dream of owning a home, and now they're struggling to make their mortgage payments.
I think people really get excited about the idea of buying a house, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just when you have that overzealousness coupled with, you know, loan products that are not necessarily designed for certain folks, then you can create some pretty bad situations. And I think that's a lot of what we're seeing right now.
A quick check on the internet shows hundreds of houses in San Francisco either already sold and owned by the bank or in jeopardy of being foreclosed. The highest concentrations are in Bayview. It's all about those loan products Donaldson talked about. Banks and other lenders make their money on the interest homeowners pay on their mortgages. To draw buyers in, lenders have been offering adjustable rate mortgages, or ARMs. These loans readjust to higher monthly payments, usually after just a few years. Worse still are interest-only mortgages. These give the borrower the option of paying a minimum payment, kind of like a credit card each month. The interest you don't pay gets folded into the principal. The effect is a higher monthly payment. Eddie O'Sullivan is a real estate broker in San Francisco. He says most of his clients have taken out these loans at the urging of lenders.
You end up in a situation where you're stuck in a loan. If you're only able to make those minimum payments, making minimum payments and ending up in a loan that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
75-year-old Patricia Barbera took out an adjustable rate mortgage. When the interest rate jumped, she found herself in a bind, unable to make the higher payments.
And it's usually like about the second or third payment that you get into this. And there's no way of getting it out of it. It's a trap, and it goes on and on and on.
Donaldson says often when homeowners know they're going to miss a payment, they're too embarrassed to ask for help. But he says that's just what they need to do.
I encourage anybody who's going through a situation where they anticipate missing a payment, call your lender or call one of the local housing counseling agencies in your area and start that dialogue. Start exploring, you know, what the possibilities are. And, you know, because the worst thing that a person can do is sort of kind of stick their head in the sand and just hope that it goes away, because it's not.
The nonprofit Consumer Credit Counseling Service of San Francisco reports that counseling helped 87% of borrowers in default hold on to their homes. Without counseling, a repossession or trustee sale can occur within months of the first notice of default.
This is a trustee sale. The sale of this property is being made on an as-is basis.
In San Francisco, foreclosure auctions take place on the steps of City Hall.
And without covenant or warranty.
Over the course of the 45-minute auction, a half dozen men will stand in drizzling rain and place bids on a foreclosed property. They carry cashier's checks in their hands in case their bid wins.
$540,000 for the third and final time. Are there any further bids? There being no further bids, I will pronounce this property sold as soon as I have endorsed funds in hand. I do have them.
The Center for Responsible Lending recently released a study saying that 1 in 5 of the subprime loans made over the last 2 years will end in foreclosure. That means more than 2 million families will have either lost or will lose their homes in the near future. Half of all African American borrowers in 2005 took out these high-cost, high-risk loans. William Apgar of Harvard University's Joint Center for Housing Studies says the impact of foreclosures will be felt not only by the families, but by the communities as well.
This can lead to a kind of foreclosure contagion, in which the presence of foreclosures weakens the attractiveness of the neighborhood, leads other folks to move out of the neighborhood, and further sets off downward pressure on the neighborhood. So the foreclosure both hurts African Americans directly, and it's having a disparate impact on many African American communities where foreclosures are high.
Eddie Edez has owned the Big Save Market in Bayview for more than 28 years, and he says it's already happening.
Well, you got to understand the way that real estate works is you get the estimate of what your property is worth, not by the way your property looks, is by what the last house that sold on the block sold for. If the last three comparables were foreclosures, what's that telling you?
Yesterday, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke admitted that banks and other lenders may have made some unfortunate loans. But he added this hasn't significantly affected other parts of the U.S. economy yet. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Mullane in the Bayview District of San Francisco.
Got a story about home ownership that you want to share? Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us.